Thank you. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
Listening to the Horn, the Head-On Radio Network.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Listening to the Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you. Take the money, especially being as how as well, you know, the latest Mrs. Limbaugh hasn't been seen since 2010. It puts the lotion on its skin, my friends. And then, of course, I don't know. I'm tired. I like music. When the show's over, I'm going to play a bunch of it. Got to thinking about this. Let me see if I can find it. Kind of a counterpoint, if you will, to God Gave Me You. By the way, for the feminists in the audience, is that just a little bit offensive? Just ask it. God Gave Me You. 21st century country chart topper. And we're still treating relationships as chattel transfers. God Gave Me You. I mean, am I just cranky? Or is it that? God Gave Me You. You know, in exchange for 15 camels, 33 sheep, 12 goats, and a dog, God Gave Me You. Right? But that got me thinking about this. Because, you know, Sam would never send a long-distance dedication iTunes file to Ozma of this tune. And I'm... No. Sam is not sharp enough to be a John Koontz fan. Not by a long shot. But when you're willing to lob rockets into places where little boys and little girls play in the streets in their dusty clothing... and see them ripped into 1,000 constituent pieces. Well, I don't think they belong on the same dance floor with that 20-year married couple that looks lovingly into their eye, each other's eyes on a Saturday night at the honky-tonk and goes home and shares a headache the next day. Emery and Eileen got a hell of a lot more class than Bashir Assad and his 1% wife, Ozma. Then there's this. Play it, John.
Trailer love. Trailer love. She's my trailer love. Single wide, chicken fried. Mister, we know how to live. this. Trailer love. Trailer love. She's my trailer love. Gonna go out drinking. She's gonna fix her hair. She's gonna wear that sweatshirt with the teddy bears. Trailer love. Oh, baby. She's my trailer love. Now walking home, we got into a fight about our microwave. Then we saw a sign that said, Jesus saves. Now we're saved. Found our way. One man and one woman in trailer love. No more drunk and singing. Now we're Bush Cheney. Sticker in our window says, fear this. Trailer love, trailer bliss.
Nah, you know what? That couple's too high class for Bashir and Ozma. Because they ain't going to go home and bomb no little children. They'll fight over the microwave, but they ain't going to kill nobody over it. I don't know. Next thing you know, we'll be getting emails from Bashir about how Ozma done got her the sweatshirt with the teddy bears. Fear this. God almighty. Oh, my head writer David in Tennessee is there. Woo, trailer love. Just tuned in so I missed the Assad tie-in. I don't know, David, how about them ears? Somebody help me here. I'm in ignorance. The only thing I know about the tournament so far is the daggum band from southern Mississippi hooting, where's your green card, to the kid born in Puerto Rico who played high school basketball in Miami. Are we going to round two, David? I need a little help here. Been in D.C., John Fox writing in. So I don't know. I wish, but of course it's not there. I'd like to have Bashir al-Assad. I'd like to at least send him trailer love so he can at least have something. He and Ozma can have something to aspire to. Oh, hearing from Kim, she said, too bad Ray's out with the boys. I believe this is his favorite song. What does that say about me? Oh, dear. It says y'all have a wonderful and loving relationship, Kim. That's what it says. They're going to, Kim and Ray will be jumping in the Volt and heading north. In what can only be a slightly frustrated tone of email, she wrote earlier, I swear, the only reason the weather's been so hospitable this year is that we decided to take cover down here in Florida. It's like the universe is laughing at us. We're returning north in a few weeks, so I know a huge storm will still happen with many feet of snow coming for us all. Oh, look, it's like this in the Appalachians, and we know. I mean, we don't even... Looking bad for them. Yeah, Gonzaga, I didn't. Down 40 to 20 at the half. You had my hopes up there. Thanks for nothing. Thanks for the sour persimmons, brother. No, we know here in the hills that we are going to get snow on Easter. And Easter comes in April, so we are going to pay. Everybody got their little short sleeve shirts out and their shorts out. And and then they're running around wearing shoes without socks. Don't put the boots away, children. Don't do it. Let's go to the phones. Hey, welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob, it's Preston.
Well, hey, Preston.
Yeah, we'll probably get a big April snow here in Colorado. Anyway, I'm hoping so. I remember about, I think it was about 6-7 years ago, we had a either March or April snow of about 20 inches or so. Had a snow day away from work, which is always fun. It's fun when things kind of get shut down.
Well, that time of year. And plus, that far up in the season, it means it's not going to stay on for months on end or anything. Or we hope it doesn't.
No,
we'll get hammered here, sure as God made little green apples.
We actually had a snow in February that was our biggest snow on record for a February. It was like 16 inches or 17 inches. And, I think moments like that confuse people about what you were talking about earlier about
the difference between climate and weather.
Exactly. Definitely. And, of course, Fox News is always on top of it to exploit it. You know, and Europe had a very cold winter throughout, but apparently that has something to do with the high pressure systems being created in the Arctic because of their very warm weather.
Right, and it hit them.
Right.
And our jet stream, our jet stream stayed way to the north, so that's why all the warm weather was able to come up, from Gulfwards and point south.
Okay. I've been watching the Weather Channel from time to time, and they've been doing some interesting work on, the warm and dry winter so much of the nation has had. And,
Well, I got to tell you before we go anywhere else in this conversation, I was thinking of you earlier today, and I think of you every time I think of this person. You know, you helped immensely in creating the conversation that we had with Sandra Steingraber.
Yeah, I remember that. That was
and fun. As we have created and taken forward this idea of the Appalachian Community Health Emergency Campaign, given that it's tied to environmental toxins,
mm-hmm.
I keep thinking about her and thinking that we have got to find a way to just get her involved with this, because I just knowing what she wrote about in Living Downstream, this is going to have to this has to speak to her.
Definitely, and I'm sure it's speaking to a growing number of people who are engaging on this hugely important topic.
Well, and the 8 campaign is going to grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger, and I think it's going to be the thing that we can build a national call for an outright end to mountaintop removal around Preston.
Well, what's the group, or is there a particular group?
Well, we've got there's a website. It's a coalition among three groups right now. Christians for the Mountains, Cold River Mountain Watch, and the Mountain Health and Heritage Association, and it's called AHE, Appalachian Community Health Emergency.
Okay.
And the website for it is stoptheache.org.
Okay, great. Yeah, definitely that. The connection with Sandra should be explored. That would be wonderful. And, good luck with that.
Oh, we need the luck. We need the help. We need the pressure of many voices going out, to tell folks that they need to contact their congresspeople and let them know that it's unacceptable to poison everybody from cradle to grave in Appalachia.
Mm.
And there will be more about this as the days continue onward.
Christians for the Mountains. That's great.
It's a magnificent group. And by this, I don't mean like Baptists for the Mountains.
Yeah. Well, that brought to mind a conference that's coming up here in Colorado in April, I think. There's that organization called Interfaith Power Alliance or something like that. A lot of church groups working with utility companies to get wind and solar built and geothermal, and they're having a conference. They're bringing the forget her name, but should be very interesting. There's a lot of really good organizing going on in the faith communities. It's a shame how Pat Robertson has so, and figures like that, focus on the family, have so defined.
Well, I wouldn't say defined, Preston, so much as defiled.
Defiled, yeah. Well put, co-opted, appropriate.
It's only a couple of consonants away in the alphabet.
Well put, definitely. And but, people are bringing it back. So it's good to hear, they're making a lot of these sorts of conferences happen, and, people like Van Jones are connecting with these groups, and, it was actually in Texas that a lot of faith communities blocked the building of a new coal-fired plant, I think, outside of Houston.
Andy mentioned some criticisms of the Sierra Club, and they're valid. But they're doing great work on the coal-fired end of things.
Yeah.
We just need them to get on board with the hillbilly end of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this, for instance, this campaign that we're involved in is going to need a lot of support.
Yeah.
And so far they've said no thanks.
That's too bad. Definitely. Well, keep at it. Maybe Greenpeace, and Greenpeace has it.
Yeah, Amnesty International, really, considering this is a human rights issue.
Okay. Friends of the Earth. Earth Justice, I don't know. There's a range. And once we start to network, that makes such a huge difference, the networking part, because, we only have particular resources and access to people or whatever, outlets. But when we network, it's fun to see what happens. I've been enjoying seeing how Bill Press has been recently, has joined in a collaboration with Current TV.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah. And I understand some of the criticisms of something like the Bill Press show. My radical friends will be like, it's too much focused on electoral politics and, Democratic stuff. But I understand that, and I agree with it. But he also does good, really good stuff, like just this morning he interviewed Eleanor Smeal of the Feminist Majority.
Yeah, Ellie Smeal.
Yeah, she was wonderful, very informative. I mean, this patriarchy, this crusade of patriarchy is going way beyond contraception issues. They're cutting, labor-related stuff that helps women. They cut funds for, protect women against or help them out if they've been victims of sexual violence. And it's madness. And it's so connected with what they're doing, with their total disregard, disrespect, defilement of the earth. It's just this war, and control and domination, the dominator story. And So anyway, at least they're getting pushed back for now. I mean,
yeah.
So
good. Now I got to tell you, you mentioned Bill Press, and I'll be seeing him in a couple of weeks.
Oh.
And he's a nice guy.
Okay.
But I really wish he had not behaved with Dennis Kucinich the way he had, the way he did.
I'm sorry to hear he had. I didn't know about this, but.
Well, he interviewed Dennis about whether he would support Marcy Kaptur in the general election.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Because Marcy was really, really sleazy in the primary. She accused Dennis of being just like Art Modell and LeBron James.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. When he conceded defeat in the primary, he said, I wish I could congratulate Marcy, but I really can't because she ran a really nasty campaign.
Uh-huh.
And so Bill interviewed Dennis, and he said, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to support her in November. And I don't think that's it was not dishonest.
Yeah.
And B, given her conduct, I don't know that it was uncalled for. In fact, I'll say it was not uncalled for. Progressives don't behave the way she behaved in that primary.
Yeah.
And then Bill took that and, re-ran the clip of saying, I'm not sure, and gave Dennis a rash of shit for it.
I see. Bummer.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
You know, you wish they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, definitely. We don't need this kind of infighting stuff. And, you know, you can understand how... Yeah, I'm sure Dennis does not want Joe the plumber to win. But
no, I'm sure he doesn't.
But to say
we don't want to add to the Republican majority.
Right. So he'll probably just be.
But by the same token, I think Dennis also understands that he can take a powder on it.
Yeah.
And Joe, whose name isn't Joe, the plumber who isn't a plumber.
Right.
Is going to have roughly. The same chances in the general election against Marcy Kaptur as a wax cat does in hell.
I think progressives need to create a figure like, you know, kind of a Joe the Plumber, like Wendy the Wind Turbine Installer or something.
Sam the Solar Fixer.
There you go. By the way, speaking of Cleveland and Kucinich, and I think Marcy Kaptur is a supporter of this project too, but something like the Evergreen Cooperative, I think in Cleveland, and people like Gar Alperovitz has written about it in his book Beyond Capitalism, and it's this worker-owned. It's a combination of things: utility, and hospital, and laundromat, and a lot of stuff. And it's green jobs. It's fair-paying jobs. It's, you know, jobs people feel good about, you know. And it's, again, another part of this incredible, powerful movement going on that gets so little publicity. You know, so often it's like, oh, what can we do? And there's no alternative to these mega corporations. And more and more, and this is my critique of, like, the Bill Press show, and I think a lot of the shows, Randy's show, if we just bring out the progress, you know, put the progress back in the progressive movement.
Yes.
It would be so radical. You know, I critique Romney and Gingrich and all those and all that. I'm against these wars. I protest the wars and all that.
Yeah, and you know, one of the sad things that happens when I'm away from the mic is inevitably things break bad that we can't have a conversation about because I'm gone. And you know, to the extent that My Lai was the defining moment of everything that was wrong with Vietnam,
yeah.
This sergeant on his killing spree in Afghanistan,
yeah,
that's the one for the one that says to Barack Obama, "This is not the right war for the right reasons anymore. Time to leave."
I noticed on Michelle Malkin's blog or website, that right-wing lady, a lot of her posters were celebrating that massacre. You know, a good Muslim's a dead Muslim kind of remarks. I mean, it's, again, another way in which the past didn't go anywhere. It's so reminiscent of the Indian Wars. You know, the only good Indian is a dead Indian. And here we are, massacring tribal people again. Again, at least they're starting to get more pushback. Thank God for, you know, Veterans for Peace and Iraq Veterans Against the War. But again, my other point was just a fragment or a larger fraction of, so what are we, what's our vision for the future? And it's not just far off imagined utopias, it's the Evergreen Cooperative in Cleveland, you know, that hotbed of communism, Cleveland, right?
Yeah,
and so many great cooperatives and worker-owned projects, and I just found out of this author, someone else who you might want to connect with at some point, Michael Schumann, wrote a book called Local Dollars and Local Cents.
I tell you what, Preston, make sure you send me that title and that author,
okay.
And we'll work on it. I got to get out of here, though. I'm sorry I got to you late, but
not a problem.
It's always a joy hearing from you.
We'll be in touch again soon.
All right, take care, Preston.
Peace, Bob. Bye-bye.
Bye now. The Horn's resident optimist, that is Preston calling from Denver. It is time to get out of here. Look at that. Hey, I made it through 3 hours. I'm going to go to bed. Thanks for joining in. I'm really glad you were here. And we'll be back tomorrow night. Thanks to everybody who makes all of this happen. You with your kind contributions to support the ongoing efforts The volunteer efforts of everybody who makes this go, our chat room moderators, Lottie and Sparky, our news ninjas, Gene and Susan, our blogger, Texas Betsy, our op-ed columnist, Reverbo, my head writer and spiritual advisor, David in Tennessee, John Fox, who continues to work with Ben Birch on the website, and Ben Birch himself, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thanks, of course, go out to the hardest-working, bravest people I know, and you'll hear more about why I say that in the coming weeks. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And always, 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 Gina, Judy, it's all for you.